You can get addicted to these distractions. And in today's world, with social media, with all these things, it's like we go out and set goals and have this game that we're going to play, this vision that we have, but yet along the way, we get distracted. And so you have to become a master of avoiding distractions along the way, because you'll be distracted no matter what happens. You're going to be distracted by your kids. You're going to be distracted by other things. You're going to be distracted by hobbies. You're going to be distracted by the news. You're going to be distracted by the fake news. You're going to be distracted by people bombarding you with anything they can on social media. All of these things to keep you from doing what you really, really want to do. And so you got to commit to some time where you're going to totally focus on the thing that you want to achieve. And you got to make sure that it's a total focus on that.
Welcome, fellow entrepreneurs and goal getters, to Entrepreneurial Elevation, Unleashing Greatness Within, with myself, your host, Kelly Beveridge, and my special friend today, Patrick Baum. I'm so excited to have him here. I'm going to introduce him, but first of all, hey, Patrick.
Hey, how's it going, everybody? Kelly, it's great to be with you today.
Ah, so excited to have you here. So Patrick's chiming in from Draper, Utah. He lives in a beautiful home way up on the hills with the most magnificent view. I've been there quite a few times. He's always so gracious and hosts people there. And it's this place of community that he's created for not only himself and his family, yet everybody else he knows, his friends and his business partners. So been there. Patrick is awesome. I'm just so excited for you to meet him today. He's got a heart of gold. He really is that leader who leads with integrity and really wanting the best for those other people who are following him. And we were just chatting right out of the get-go. He has his business degree in marketing. He's ran health clubs. He's done a few things, yet his latest chapter, which actually I didn't ask, how long have you been involved in Nu Skin for, Patrick?
Wow, it's been 21 years now.
21 years. Congratulations. We were talking about where'd you go to school, and we're like, whoa, we aged ourselves, because we're like, yeah, we forget to talk about that. Yet he's been in his latest career for 21 years. He's at the top of the compensation plan, where really all you're doing is building people up, investing in people, helping people get what they want, and being a leader, traveling the world. And I know that what's one thing that's most important to you is your family. You do this with your beautiful wife, who's just a boss babe, badass herself. She's so cool and such a leader in her own right. And then you're also a leader within your family with three beautiful kiddos. And just really excited to have you here. We're friends. We've traveled the world together. We've done business together. And today we're going to be talking about a super important topic, which is learning to play the long game in business. And so just welcome, Patrick.
Well, thanks, Kelly, man. Weeks ago to do this, I was like, yes, I'm in. So anything I can do for you, it's been great to know you over time and watch you grow in this venture that you've been doing. It's been incredible. And yeah, we've been able to travel the world together and spend time together and climb mountains together. We've had some incredible experiences there that you probably will never forget. And maybe you won't go on another mountain with me ever again. So,
funny. I'm so grateful to have you here. And I want to dive in, but I will just, so the audience knows what we're talking about, maybe we can share a quick story. Part of playing the long game is learning to enjoy the journey and have adventures while you're doing it. And one time Patrick said, hey guys, let's just go for a hike when you come up next time round. We're driving up from Calgary, me and my buddy Jason and Casey. And we're like, that sounds awesome. And we get to Patrick's house with our water bottle in our hand and our running shoes. And he's like, where's your gear? We're like, what are you talking about? Where's our gear? He's like, didn't you read my email? We're like, no. Needless to say, he took us on like a 13-hour hike. We did not have nice things to say about Patrick on the way up and the way down. And we talk about it to this. Mountain.
Yeah, it was incredible. And it wasn't, guys, this wasn't just a little hill. This was a 12,000-foot mountain with about 7,000 feet of vertical. And so these guys did incredible. But yeah, it goes to show you, right? Be prepared and make sure that you're getting into the details, because if you don't read those emails, you don't know what you're getting yourself into.
Yes. There you go. First tip, everybody, read the email. No, that's awesome. And hang out with people like Patrick who are going to push you outside your comfort zone. Okay, so Patrick, I'm curious, because we're going to talk about playing the long game. And so my first question is, what does playing the long game in business mean to you? And why is it so critical to lasting success?
So most people don't understand that what they're doing is the long game, right? Mm-hmm. Most people dive into things and it's literally for a day, a month, or maybe a year. And they say, hey, I'll just try it out. And so that's where it starts. And so they're really setting themselves up for failure because they didn't commit right away. And so my perspective on when you go out and do something is I'm going to go do it. I'm not going to try. And so in business or in whatever venture you're in, is that trying doesn't work, right? Trying is one of those words that we don't use, right? In fact, Kelly, we played a game in the past where if you use the word try, you actually have to pay money, right? And so we don't try things. You either got to commit to it or just say, hey, I'm not going to do it. And that's okay. If you want something, understand and know that the journey to get there may be challenging. And you're just going to go do it. And you're going to do whatever it takes. And so for me, that's the way it's always been, right? If I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it till either I finish it or someone kicks me out. That's the way it's always been for me. And that's the way it's been for me since I was a little kid. It's like when I went and I did things, I didn't do them to try it. I said, oh, I'm going to go do this. And so you got to have that mindset right away that you're in it to win it right away.
Yeah, I love that. So I like what you're saying. Yet here's my question. When people are exploring what they want to do for business or where they want to hang their hat, or they're in the research mode of checking out their options, how do we have that kind of mindset out of the gates when we don't have enough experience or know-how with what we're stepping into? So do people do their due diligence first? Is it kind of like what you said, like we showed up not having read the email? So what are some ways that people can set themselves up to win then, so that when they do choose in, they're choosing in with their full heart and their full certainty because they have done that due diligence, for example?
My take on it is people that explore, okay, this is my take. It's okay to go look at things and see things. But the difference is what's your commitment, right? So if you're looking, that's okay. If you're exploring, that's okay. But just say that's what it is. Say, I'm exploring this. I'm doing this. I'm looking at this. Versus, you know what? I'm going to do it. Because most people, they jump in, they get excited about something. They're like, and they jump maybe too fast then. But just be okay saying, hey, you know what? I'm going to look at something and I'm going to give it this amount of time. But then you got to make a decision. You have to make that decision. And so I don't like to waste a lot of time. And so a lot of times, if we go in and we say, hey, okay, I'll give it a timeline, maybe I'm going to explore something, or I'm going to give it this week and I'm going to look at it and dive in. And that's okay, because that's normal, right? You want to make sure that what you're going to go do is something that you really want to do, or you want to maybe kick the tires just a little bit. But when you make the decision and you commit, then that's when you got to go. And that's when you have to say, okay, I'm in this for the long term. I'm in this for the long game. But in the beginning, yeah, go check it out. But call it what it is. Say, I'm checking it out versus, hey, okay, this is what I'm doing. And in the back of your mind, you have this, I'm only going to do it for a year. That doesn't work. You've already set yourself up for failure right there. So just say it how it is and be like, yeah, I'm going to check this out. But give yourself some time. Give yourself a time frame. I'm going to check it out. And if you need to get some questions answered, then go get those questions answered so you can make the commitment and playing the long game. It's like going to college, okay? I went to college, and if I would have gone to college and I started college, I wouldn't have just said, I'm going to go for a year and see how it goes. Why would you do that? You just wasted all that money. You wasted a year's worth of time. No, I investigated before I started college. I decided that, hey, this is the college I want to go to. Now, that doesn't mean I'm going to change my degree in college, right? But I'm committed to finishing college. So once you start, you're committed. But in the beginning, you might look at it and go, do I really want to go to college? Is it going to be for me? Or do I want to go to a trade school? Or do I want to not go to college at all? And investigate that. But then once you commit to going to college, then go. Because if you say, I'm going to go try it for a year, I can promise you, you'll be done in a year. And so that's my take on those type of things. And I saw it all the time. You know, back, I mean, you say it was a long time ago in college, I would see people like, I'm just going to go for a couple years and see, or I'm going to go for a year. And like, they were gone. It didn't last.
It's so true. Like you said, like if that's what you tell yourself is going to be true, once you make the decision, then you've got to commit and follow through and then have that rock solid clarity and belief in yourself and confidence. And so, like, that's just the path you're on. And maybe we could use your story as an example to pull out some nuggets for people, because you're 21 years in your industry in with Nu Skin. And I know you didn't just start and climb to the very top. And so you've had a journey. So maybe share a little bit of your personal story and your personal example of how staying committed to the long game has paid off. And then we can pull some things from your story.
So my story, like we talked about, started 21 years ago. And before that, I ran health clubs for a living. And I loved what I did, but I literally had no leverage, right? I had no flexibility in my life. I was trading time for money. And I got to the point where it was like, I saw the person that had my job for 10 years longer than me, and it wasn't what I wanted. He didn't have what I wanted. He was like not maybe making a little bit more money than me, but he couldn't live life on his terms. He was only making enough money so that he would stay there at the job. And so I looked at that. I said, that's not what I want. I want to take a vacation when I want to take a vacation. I want to live life on my terms. I don't want a boss telling me what to do or how to do it. I don't want him setting the rules. And so I put it out there, and lo and behold, a buddy of mine came to me and said, hey, I know what you're looking for, because we had conversation. And so what if I could show you a way where you could achieve that? You could have the flexibility. You could have the leverage, meaning the money coming in. And we talk about a business as an asset where you can have something coming in every month. So then you can live life on your terms. And I said, okay, that's what I would want. Mm-hmm. And I saw his lifestyle and hit the example that they had set. And as I met more people in our business, I'm like, okay, that is something I want, because they live life on their terms. They had money coming in every month. They could do what they wanted to do when they wanted with their family, those types of things. And so I said, all right, that's what I want. So I jumped in and I started following the systems, right? I committed. And I asked myself this. I said, if I do this for 10 years, will I be better off than I am right now? And the answer was yes. I saw it, right? I saw the vision. I saw what was going to happen. And so I said, okay, I'm going to jump in. I'm going to get involved. And that's what happened. And it was crazy. As we built this business, you know, through commitment of just saying, hey, and we could talk about the ups and downs along the way, but I committed. And it was amazing. I was able to travel the world while I built my business. I went to 20-some different countries over the next few years and was still building my business. Then 14 years ago, my daughter was born, and I went from traveling the world to having a whole new world as a single stay-at-home full-time dad and raising her by myself for most of her life with sole custody of her. And it was awesome because I didn't have to have a job. What I built had created this asset that paid me every single month. And I was able to, from the comfort of my own home, raise her and still keep building my business. And it was awesome. And then 6.5 years ago, I now met my now wife. We became friends. We actually met at a conference through our business and became friends. 6 months later, started dating. A year after that, we got married. And now the best part is we get to do this together, and we get to help other people achieve their dreams and goals, just like what we're doing. And that's what we do, is we go out and we help other people get what they want for their reasons, right? And then we get everything we want. And it's an awesome thing that we do, and there's nothing else that I'd rather do. And so that's my story, and that's my journey and where we are today. But that journey has been a 21-year journey. And I look back and I'm like, wow, it's crazy what we've been able to do. It's crazy.
It's so crazy. I love hearing it. I get so excited. I've heard your story before, yet I love it because it's such an example of what we're talking about right now, which is, when you choose in, right, when you choose in with full commitment, right, that's what's possible. And a few things as you were speaking, I'm like, playing the long game, just a tip is like, before you choose in, before you make the decision, with when we talk about due diligence, you talked about like, you were looking for people who had what you wanted. You were looking for people who had the lifestyle. So that's a great way to figure out if what you're choosing into is going to set you up for success, is go and look at other people doing that. Go and look at the lifestyles they have. Sometimes what we think we want isn't actually what we want when we look at other people who are doing it and have it, right? And so as you were speaking, I was like, that's just a brilliant example. I don't think it's talked about enough. And then also from your story, what I heard was when you choose in, you just don't know what's coming down the road where that choice is going to set you up for success. Like being now a single stay-at-home dad and you're like, I got this, right? Because I got this income coming in. And then all of a sudden you met your wife through that choice. So if you look backwards in hindsight, because you played the long game, all of these beautiful, amazing blessings that came into your life because of that choice and sticking with it.
And what's incredible is when you make the choice, we know things aren't going to go perfectly, right? And so you have to mentally be prepared for that going, okay, whatever comes, whatever happens. And sorry about that. I have my notifications off, but my daughter keeps chiming in.
Oh, okay. No
person that near dinging. But so what's crazy is we commit, right? But commit to know that it's going to be the process.
Mm-hmm.
And there will be goo and there will be ups and downs. And that's the thing that most people think, oh, I'm just going to commit. And once they get to the commitment stage, and then they don't realize that they're going to go through these stages. They're going to go through this process that, you know what, no matter what, it's going to happen. You got to make that decision. No matter what, it's going to happen. And that's what you have to do. You have to see that no matter what happens, I'm going to accomplish that.
Let's talk about the process, because that's going to be a major piece of the mindset around playing the long game. And so I'm just curious, when it comes to the process, how does someone keep their belief in themselves and their mission or whatever they're pursuing when it comes to success, when it isn't showing up in the moment? Like, I'm sure in your 21 years, you had adversity, you had things come up, you had times where maybe your vision wavered, like whatever that might have been. So how does someone keep their belief going when it's not easy?
Yeah. And so there's some things that we can do along the way. It's interesting. I was actually this morning, I heard this quote and I just pulled it up a second ago. And it's Michelangelo, right? Okay. This is, everyone knows Michelangelo, right? And what he did, and, you know, this David, and there's this quote from him that says, if you knew how much work went into it, you wouldn't call it genius. Right? Because the reality of it is it's going to take work.
Mm-hmm.
So know that, right? Now, setting that up for your question, it's okay. It's going to take work. We know what it's going to do. So what do we do? We have to come up with a plan to be able to say, hey, for things to change, I have to change. Okay. This is one of my favorite quotes. For things to change, I have to change. For things to get better, I have to get better. And which means you're going to go out and you're going to become a different person. You have to say, hey, I'm going to become a different person. So as you go through everything that you're going to go through to get this end goal, whatever it is that you're going towards, right? Whether it's in business, whether you're an entrepreneur. Here on this channel, we're talking about entrepreneurialism, right? We're talking about the ability to go out and create something and live a life that maybe most other people won't. And everyone dreams about being legend. Right? Until it comes time to doing the work that legends do. And that's the reality, right? Everyone dreams that. But are they willing to do that work? Are they willing to do the things that they know, go through the things that they know are going to come upon them that are going to derail them? And so you have to come up with a plan. And part of that plan is becoming a better person. And there's a lot of different things that you can do. You can read a lot of books. I've read so many books and things to help guide you and learn things. You can take courses along the way. There's whatever it is. You're going to have to say, hey, I got to get better. So the plan is for you to get better. Self-improvement, becoming a different person, becoming the person that you know will be able to overcome everything that's laid in front of you. Because the person you start, and when you start your journey, the person you are now will not be the person you are in 10 years.
Yeah.
You'll be a better person. And if you are the same person in 10 years, then you're not succeeding. And so I always tell people, I hope I'm completely different in 10 years. And it comes down to making sure that you have a growth mindset, that you're willing to have this plan where you're going to grow, you're going to change, you're going to become a different person. and you're going to get better. For things to change, I have to change. For things to get better, I have to get better. And so what are the things? It's different for everybody, right? There's things that we could go to. You want to go through a couple things?
Yeah, sure. List a couple.
Okay, just a couple. So one of the things that we understand and know is there's a book I read, and he talks about TBT. It's called Tight Bubble Total Focus, right? So this is interesting because distractions become addictions. You can get addicted to the distractions. And in today's world with social media, with all these things, it's like we go out and set goals and have this game that we're going to play, this vision that we have, but yet along the way we get distracted. And so you have to become a master of avoiding distractions along the way, because you'll be distracted no matter what happens. You're going to be distracted by your kids. You're going to be distracted by other things. You're going to be distracted by hobbies. You're going to be distracted by the news. You're going to be distracted by the fake news. You're going to be distracted by people bombarding you with anything they can on social media. All of these things to keep you from doing what you really, really want to do. And so you got to commit to some time where you're going to totally focus on the thing that you want to achieve. And you got to make sure that it's a total focus on that.
Such good advice, Patrick. I'm even just sitting here thinking, I've gotten really clear what I'm doing right now. And now like all these different opportunities are popping out of the woodworks. Yet that could also be a distraction. It just looks shiny. Do you know what I mean?
100%. It's not to say we can't change course along the way, yeah. Right? Because things are going to happen and things, maybe a better opportunity comes along. But the reality of it is understanding the difference between that versus distraction.
Exactly.
Okay. So tight bubble, total focus. And if you know the book that this came from, you can like message me and it'd be a fun conversation because
that's so cool. I like that. I wrote it down. Tight bubble, total focus.
And then here's the other thing I'll say, Kelly, which leads to something that's really, really important. And I was listening to a basketball coach the other day talk about this, about how they succeeded. And everyone picked them to be last in the conference. And they ended up placing higher up in the conference. And they went as a college team and they went to the NCAA tournament. And they got to the Sweet 16 and literally they were picked last. And part of the reason is no one knew, right, who they were. But the coach talked about this every single interview of every single game. He says, we're just working on doing a little bit better every day. And he called it day stacking. And it's like literally it's like getting 1% better every single day will help you get to where you're going. And that's it. Don't take on too much, but just literally do 1% every single day. Get better. Whatever you do that day, make sure that you're getting better. And if it's just a little bit, that's okay. Because guess what? After 365 days, then that means you have 365 wins a year, right? And that is massive. And most people don't play that game.
Yeah. I love that. It's making me think. It's so funny. I keep getting this message. So it's meant to be what you just talked about. Yet it's coming up for me in the way of standards. It's like you have your big vision. You have the end game. You have the perfect end result. Know what that is with crystal clarity. And then the question you want to ask yourself that I've been asking myself, which is what you just talked about, is what am I doing today about it? And it's what is the standard? Because we're going to, what's that saying? Rise to our standards or fall to them either way. So it's if the long game's what I'm playing, what do I need to be doing today that is going to keep my standard high, that's going to keep the tight bubble total focus in play, right? To move forward 1% every single day. And so I know I've made the mistake in the past of just getting consumed by what's going on where I lose sight of that. And it's just keep it so simple. Sometimes we just overcomplicate a lot of this.
Yeah, it really is. And it comes down to consistency, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And
that C word, consistency, right? What do you do to stay consistent, Patrick, right? Because I believe this to be true. That's how you get 1% better, is to keep doing the same thing. We have a mentor who always tells us, right? Skill set comes from repetition, right? Your confidence and competence comes from doing the thing over and over again to get better. So what do you do to get better and to stay consistent?
Consistency, this is another mantra of mine that I live by. Consistency is the DNA of all mastery.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you want to master something, you need to be consistent at. whether it's in sport, whether it's in business, whether it's in anything you go out and do, whether it's in a relationship. You want to have an amazing number 10 relationship. Guess what? Be consistent at focusing on the relationship. If you want to become the most, like, I love to work out, right? I'm at the gym every single day. We do not miss a day. We have our rest day, right? But it's, we don't miss. And you're tired, you still do it. You still go. You still push yourself. You're still consistent. You're still doing that little bit better every single day to make sure that the consistency will help get you to where you want to be. And then over time, you'll look back and you're not going to see your gains, okay, in one day. But you look back a year from now and you're going to be like, oh my gosh, I'm in the best shape I've ever been. Because you were consistent. And it goes back to setting yourself up for success, okay? Planning things out so you can make sure you are consistent in whatever you're going out and doing. So if, let's say, you're running a business and you need to do A, B, and C, then you need to set yourself up to do those things every single day, no matter what, right? You want to be in the best shape of your life, then you have to make sure that you're setting yourself up not only to be at the gym every single day, but you need to make sure that you're eating healthy. So don't go out and buy crap food and put it in your house, right? Don't set yourself up for failure. When you go to the store, buy the things that you know are going to be good for you. Don't go to the store when you're hungry. But the point being is, like, you have to be consistent in everything you do to get to achieve the goals. And so what I do is that I set myself up for success. I literally plan out my day. I plan out going to the gym. We plan out our, like, okay. Because you have like this, you have this, the four quadrants of goal setting, right? You have family, you have spiritual, you have physical, and you have money, right? Okay, those are the basic, like when you're doing basic goal setting, that's what you're focused on. So what are you doing in those areas every single day to make sure you're hitting your goals in those places? Okay, for fitness and exercise, right? Go to the gym, eat healthy, right? For relationships, right? Whether it's a relationship with God or your relationship with your family or your wife, what are you doing every single day to make that better? Are you going on a date with your wife every single week? Are you, my wife always says, we need to stay in the dating phase, right?
Yeah.
Are you staying in the dating phase every single week? Are you doing the things like you would do to make sure that relationship is growing, being consistent there? Always being consistent. Are you setting goals in that area, right? Financially, right? Are you going out and are you putting the time into your business? Are you just putting time aside, right? Every single day. So if you have a certain goal in your business, are you doing those daily tasks that will help you get to that goal?
Yeah.
Every single day, right? You're putting the time aside. You're doing those things every single day. It all goes back to consistency, right? And so whatever your goal is, whatever you're going towards, and I always look at it like that, set yourself up for success, making sure that you're doing the things that you need to do to get to where you want to go and be consistent at it. So for business, put the time in. An hour a day, then that's an hour a day. But give me an hour for tight bubble total focus for an hour, then go on and just dinking around for 8 hours.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be more successful.
So
thinking
true.
About going to the gym is not going to get you where you want to be. Go to the gym for the hour every single day. Okay? Thinking about having a better relationship, okay? Plan your date out every single month or every single week. Okay, go on a weekend trip every single month, but make sure you're planning it and doing it. So those are the things that I do. I just think of it like that. And I don't complicate it. I just keep it simple. And I'm not perfect. And I'm not someone who, like, I don't even have everything I want yet. But that's why we keep thankful we do.
Yeah, no doubt. I love everything you shared, right? It's so true. It's keep it simple. Yet a big thing I'm hearing your message be is, like, you need to be an implementation and execution, right? And when you do these activities every single day, I know that for most people, myself included, I'm working on this, yet we've worked with a lot of people, one of the biggest saboteurs is consistency, is what we're talking about, right? Yet when you can master the consistency, like you talked about, consistency is the DNA of all mastery. I love that. It expands what we're so capable of. Like, we step into the version of the person that we wish we can be. And it, like, comes down from doing these things every single day. And I, like you talked about, you might not see the result right now. But when you look back a year, wow, you'll see how far you come. And there's that saying, measure your success backwards. And that's a great way to play the long game as well, is to continually look back and see where you've come from and acknowledge yourself for that and celebrate that. And as we're talking about this, I'm curious, I want to talk about patience in a way, because I think playing the long game, there's got to be some element of putting in the sweat equity now with that vision and belief it's going to come to fruition later, and having patience as we do what you just described. Great. So what role does patience play in entrepreneurial success?
Man, so I look at me and I'm like, I don't have patience. But my wife tells me I'm very patient. So I let her play the race. You know, patience is really when I hear the word patience, I hear commitment, right? And that's what I hear. People that are truly committed to something, they understand and know that it goes back to really what we were talking about. It's like, it's if you truly are committed to something, then you're just relaxed about it and you're not worried about. It's like you have patience or you have impatience, right? Usually, you have impatience. This means like you're nervous. You don't see the vision. You don't see the end, and that's what causes that, right? It's so you go into frantic mode and you go have impatience and you just go down this road where it's like you're just doing things for the wrong reasons. So if you're doing everything for the right reason, the patience will be there. And it's when you have the vision, I think the patience will just show up.
Yeah.
And most people, if they don't have the long vision, they don't see the end. Like there's certain things I'm like, oh, I don't know, man. I see the end, but I just don't see how I'm going to get there. And that's different, right? But as long as you see the end, how you'll get there won't matter. See, people focus on the wrong thing there, right? And so I think that's what causes the impatience is they're focusing on more of how they're going to how versus the why. And so if you see the vision at the end of where you're going and what you do, what's going to happen in your life, like literally you have this vision, then the how's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what causes the patience is because you truly see the vision of where this is ending up.
Yeah.
And entrepreneurs, that's what distinguishes them from people that have jobs. Is people that have jobs literally go in every day. They know they could quit their job and go get another job. They're literally there for the day, the month to get paid. It's like, it's just a job. It's what they do to get paid. Okay. Entrepreneurs have a vision and they're not there to just get paid. They're there to complete a task and a goal. And in our line of business and entrepreneurism, that's the difference between success and failure. And so we're talking about patience is if you're going to have the patience, if you know where you're going.
Yeah.
Where you don't know where you're going, then you get impatient. And don't, or you try to figure out how, we'll figure out how, don't worry about how, just get to work and it'll come. Mm-hmm. That'll happen. So I hope that explains it because patience is a weird thing. I just always look at things and I've always just, I don't know, had this innate part of me that like of who I am has always been, all right, I'm willing to just go through it, right? The Boston Marathon just happened, right?
Okay.
And there were three North Americans, all from a local university here that placed in the top seven. First time it's ever happened. Most of the times it's the Kenyans and these guys that are always winning the Boston Marathon. And there's these three college buddies that went to university down here at BYU. And they were all Olympians, one for Canada and two for the US. And they were marathon runners this lap in the past Olympics. And they all went and ran the Boston Marathon. I think they all placed in the top seven. Like one was four, six, I think seven or something like that. First time it's ever happened. And one of the guys was talking and they were interviewing them. And he goes, the difference between me and maybe some other people is he goes, I'm just willing to go through the pain and suffering to reach my goal. Mm-hmm. Literally, that's what he said. He goes, I'm just willing to do that. Most people aren't. Because how are you doing this? How do you go run a marathon in 2 hours and 10 minutes? Is I'm just willing to suffer more than most. And that's what it comes down to. It's like, are you willing to suffer, right? So we all go through life, right? And we have these moments, then these things that get us. And most people will either quit because of their suffering. And I know we digress a little bit from patience right here, but this is where I was going with this is like, it's most people either quit because of the suffering or they will endure to the end and suffer through it. Hmm. And that's the decision we all got to make with anything we're doing.
Yeah, so true. As you're sitting here speaking, what's coming to mind, like, why would we endure the suffering? Why would we endure the pain? Why would we choose to be patient? Why would we go through the growth that's necessary? All of this. And as we're speaking about playing the long game, I'm almost thinking, because for the love of the game. Do you know what I mean? It's like entrepreneurs, true entrepreneurs do it for the love of entrepreneurship. Yeah. Because everything we're talking about, most people would say, you guys are crazy.
Oh, we have to have a different mindset. My wife is talking. She used to speak the other day at an event. And she was talking about the difference. I'm trying to paraphrase this. She was talking about the difference between something being hard and then something just, how did she say it? But she was talking about this, what we're talking about. It's like, things aren't hard. It's just that it's like uncomfortable. That's what she said. She goes, there's things that are hard and there's things that are uncomfortable. And most of the time in entrepreneurism, it's not hard. It's not hard what we do, right? Digging a ditch, okay, is hard work. Doing what we do is not hard work. It's just a hard choice and it's uncomfortable. But the difference is one will make you rich and one will make you poor, right? Digging a ditch, easy choice, hard work. Doing what we do, easy work, a hard choice. But one will make you rich, one will make you poor. And that's what we have to decide and do. It's not hard. It's just uncomfortable. And that's what's so amazing about the difference is like literally you got to look at it. It's just uncomfortable. It's not hard, right? And so you just, when you make those decisions I hope everybody, when they're listening to this and they're watching this, they're understanding the fact is, look, anything you do in life will be uncomfortable if it's worth getting.
Yep.
Right. If there's something out there that you want to go get, it is not going to be like this, like just, it's not going to be handed to you. You got to go get it. And it might be uncomfortable, but it's not hard, you guys. That's the reality. Nothing we do is hard. Right? Because it's not physical labor. It's not those type of things. But what we do is actually pretty easy. It's just hard up here. It's mental.
It's so true. I'll give you an example. I'm taking this course right now. Dan Martell, I'll give him a shout out. And he's got us doing these negotiables every single day of what we're going to commit to 7 days a week. And one of the things is post 3 stories a day. So this is to your point. I'm sitting at home in my pajamas, drinking my coffee. I'm like, oh my God, I got to come up with 3 stories a day. And like, I'm doing it. Like it's hilarious. Sometimes we also have to laugh at ourselves, right?
It's funny because my wife, she's really good with social media, right? And I look at myself and I'm like, I'm good, but she's really good. And she's consistent. She does it. And it's impacted her business. And yeah, she's always on me going, hey, you got to do more social media. And I'm thinking the same exact thing. I'm like, it's so easy. It's just, I'm not doing it.
Yep.
Like, to be doing it, right? Jeez, you got to post more. You got to get more stories up. You got to be more engaging. And I'm sitting here going, man, I got a gazillion other things to do. But she's so good at it. And yeah, it's like, it's not hard work, Kelly. We know, right? It's just, we got to just make the time and do it, which goes back to what we were talking about earlier. Set yourself up for success. Yeah. You know, maybe you and I need to put it in our calendar and say, hey, at this time every day, I'm going to go in and I'm going to create 3 stories.
Yeah.
You know, just
that's what I did. That's what I did. I had to hold myself accountable and then my alarm goes off or else I won't do it because I'm building. Yeah, and we're human too, though. We're stretching a new muscle, right? We're building a new habit. And so give yourself grace and eventually it'll just be something we do. Wake up, bang, bang, boom, done. And here you are on a podcast. So you're getting out there, right, with your social media. Yeah. I'm just going to say Patrick's also going to be starting his own podcast soon. So stay tuned for that.
Yeah. Talking about it for a long time. And so it's just something that we're going to pull the trigger on. In fact, my wife the other day was just saying, what are we waiting for? You know?
Yeah. Oh, you guys' podcast
you're
is
nudging, right? Calling and saying, hey, get on this podcast. I'm like, oh man, we got to just do it. So
I love it. And I just want to share. And then I was going to say, let's hear about you. This is the other thing though. When you're playing the long game and you're doing everything that you talked about today, like stuff comes to you, solutions come to you, signs come to you, like the answer comes to you. The how-to comes to you when you're out there and you're committed to the long game. Like there's no doubt that you won't eventually get there because of that. And so that's something to put out there too. When people are worried about the how-to, you know what? Let that go and just start doing the things, right? Yeah. And it will come your way because you're doing the things. It's not going to come your way if you're not doing the things.
Yeah, the how's going to happen. It's just if you have your why and you know where you're going and you have that vision, the how will happen. And just like look at Thomas Edison, okay? He had the vision, but he didn't know how it was going to work out. And because of what he's done, we have electricity.
Right? Yeah, you have three lights right now on you.
Lights, right? We have electric cars, right? Yeah. All this type of stuff, right? He didn't know how it was going to work, but he had a vision of knowing what it was going to take to do it. And they were like literally failure after failure after failure until they just figured it out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty incredible. Lights and it's awesome.
Well, Patrick, I'm super grateful that you chose to play the long game because we got to meet, right? And you're so inspiring, you and Tracy. And I know you're always on stage speaking. You're a leader with what you do. You're impacting thousands of people on a regular basis to believe in themselves, to choose in for themselves. And you do it with just leading with your heart. You're just such a good guy, such a fun guy to be around too. I'll climb a second mountain with you any day.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it again. And I'll get you back down here. And we're always up for it.
We'll do it again.
We're up at that peak every day that we've climbed. And it's always a fun story. I tell that story all the time.
I love that story too. Okay, Patrick, where can people find you? Where, speaking of social media, or if they want to connect with you and just have the thing that I want to share to all the listeners is, and Patrick's going to say, get a hold of him. I encourage you to, because Patrick's that guy that will want to know about you and how he can service you and support you and know your story. And he genuinely is going to want to know about you. So where can people find you, Patrick?
Yeah. So right now we're on Instagram, Facebook. You can find me at Patrick N. Ball, B-A-U-L. PatrickNBaum. That's my Instagram handle. And shoot me a message. That's the one thing. We love to connect with people. And if you want to follow me, you can follow my wife. She is an incredible follow, has a lot to give. And then on Facebook, it's baum.patrick, and you'll find us there. And the good thing about me is you get my wife with me when everything we do, right? But yeah, that's the one thing that's great is, you know, you can connect. A lot of times on social media, Kelly, it's like people are out there and they might have a gazillion followers and I can't even connect with them. That's different with what we do, right? We're always connecting with people and sharing and talking and yeah, shoot me a message and we can talk about the long game. And I share my experience with you to commitment and secrets that we have that to make it so we know we're always going to accomplish our goals and do what we do. Yeah, connect with us anytime.
I love it. I love it. Okay. And I'll put Patrick's information in the show notes also. Okay, so Patrick, last three questions I always like to ask. Okay, so what would, and he doesn't know what they were going to be. What would you say is your definition of success today?
Wow. For me, that I'm always doing good. Right. I'll get everything I want in life if I have purpose, right? If I know where I'm going, I know what I'm doing. It's not about the money. It's not about the flexibility of being able to do what you want when you want, even though that's what we strive for to live. But at the end of the day, success for me is knowing that my wife loves me, that my kids come home to me and give me a big hug. And those are the things that I live for. Everything else out there, we can get and we can have. But at the end of the day, it comes down to those things, right? Is that we're around the people we love and we're providing an experience for them to grow and to live life to their fullest. And one of the mantras that I live by is living life to your full potential. And that's, to me, that's what success is, right? If you're living life to your full potential, then that's what it's about.
Yeah, no doubt. I love that. Okay, what would you say would be three tips for the listeners to unleash their inner greatness?
All right, three tips. So it's funny you say that because I got a golf ball right here. And knock everything over back here. So I got this golf ball. We were actually in Australia and my wife and I were asked to go down there and speak at an event in front of about 200 top leaders in Australia. And so these are the people that are top earners in their company. And we spoke with them. And do you know how the golf ball's made?
No.
Okay. So the golf ball, it's interesting. They made it, and as they started hitting golf balls, they found that there were bumps in it. And they found that the bumps, that the golf balls that had all the divots in them, in the actual golf ball, were traveling farther. And so that's why the golf ball is made with all of these little bumps in it, because it actually will travel farther that way. And so it's how we are in life, right? We have all of these like divots and bumps and obstacles, right? That happened to us, things that happened to us, but they happened to for us, not to us. So everything's happening for us to help us go farther. And so this is the analogy of the golf ball. And we all have those divots and bumps and these obstacles that we've gone through and overcome to help us get farther. And so that's the, but on this golf ball, here's the three tips, right? Okay. And I don't know if you can read this, right? It might be bright.
No.
But on there, we put on number one, there's three things that everyone needs to do to be successful. Number one is consistency. Be consistent in everything you do, like we talked about. Number two, avoid negativity at all costs. Okay. And like literally, it doesn't matter. Don't watch the news. Don't hang out with negative people. Hang out with positive people, whatever it is. Avoid negativity at all costs because it'll just suck you dry. Right? Like you may have to remove people from your life and that's okay. So that's number two, avoid negativity. And then number three is really simple. It's never quit. Whatever you're going towards, just never quit. And this was the mantra of one of a late mentor of mine. And he would talk about this all the time. These are the three things he would end every talk with. He would talk about this and he'd say, hey, stay consistent, avoid negativity at all costs and never quit. And if you do that, you'll be successful in whatever you're going up. Whatever you're going to achieve.
Love it. Thanks for sharing that. Okay. And then on that note, one last question, which is what would be a call to action that you would give the listeners so that they can integrate some of this when they hop off this episode that they can apply this week? What's one thing you would tell them to go and do?
What's your vision, right? What is it? Write your vision, write the end game, right? Write the long game. Like understanding, and what we talked about is the long game, knowing that you're understanding that you're going to go through things to get there. But if you know your vision and you know what it is, what it looks like, whatever goal it is for you, right? Whether it's your business, whether it's a relationship, whether it's your body, your physical, like what you want to feel and look like, what's the vision? Go write that down, right? So you can have something to see, okay, I know where I'm going now. Mm-hmm. And once you understand what you really, truly want, you're going to be able to play the long game.
Yeah, so true. I love it, Patrick.
Easier, right?
Well, speaking of vision, the one thing I want to add to that is, and I did this the other day and it was hard for me because I actually sat and said, what are my five biggest dreams that I would love to have 25 years from today? And I did the vision 25 years out and I normally don't do it that far out. I normally do it 5 years, 10 years. And I was like, this is interesting. This is really stretching my mindset to go past what I know to just go into what's possible for what my actual dream would be. So I just want to challenge the listeners that when Patrick says, go and write your vision, go big, go far out. Like, where do you see yourself 25 years? That's long game stuff, you know, in every area of your life, and allow yourself to play there and play big and choose things that like, you're like, I don't know how it's going to happen, but damn, that's going to be amazing. And I think that that can be the lighthouse or the North Star. Your vision really is that, which is a big piece. I know we didn't talk about it a ton today, yet having that North Star that keeps you locked in on the daily basis. And Patrick, just thanks for being here so much. I really appreciate you.
Maybe we'll have to have another conversation about all that because you know how these things go. It's like we say we're going to talk about something and then all of a sudden we're talking about these other things. Let's do it again.
We'll do it again. We'll have take two. Patrick, thank you for being here. I appreciate you so much. Thanks for being my friend. And take two podcast coming up and take two hike.
Yeah, there you go. Right, Tony. There you go. Good. I'm
Holland. Thanks, Patrick. All right. Have a good day.
See ya.
Oh, I just want to thank Patrick for being on the episode today. Such a solid guy. So grateful I have met him along my journey. And yeah, just a great message right around how to play the long game and choose into your life and your goals and your visions and choose into yourself and not give up on yourself and really be resilient with the things that you want for your life. And so I love that. If you enjoyed today's session, you might enjoy episode 67 with my friend Sahil Mehta. And he talked about how to declutter your life to live a zero regret life. And I feel that that relates to the message today because in order to keep moving forward, it's going to be important to be willing to let go of the clutter that drags us down and holds us back. And so you may enjoy that episode if you enjoyed today's. And just thanks for chiming in. Make sure to reach out to Patrick and just appreciate you listening. With love, greatness, and success, it's your host, Kelly Beveridge.